We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is a bracketologist and a damn fine one, and a fantasy sports expert at Yahoo. You can follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. Brad Evans joining Joe Lo and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Goat. How are you today?
I can't see anything because that game last night burned my retinas, and I think I suffered permanent damage as a result.
Yeah, let's get through that. The second half, the whistles, especially everyone's going to focus on the hand being out of bounds at the end of the game, which led to the go-ahead bucket for UNC. What is going on there? Can't they tell these refs in advance, don't make it about you, let the kids play some basketball? That was brutal.
Yeah, 27 fouls in the second half. I mean, the first half was, I thought, was well played and pretty well officiated for the most part. I mean, there were a couple of calls that, you know, could have gone either way, and you could have nitpicked here and there. And then the second half, it's like the referees went to the locker room and slammed a bottle of tequila and said, here we go! We're going to go out with a bang, baby! and you know, and really what they should have done at the end of the night when they played one shining moment is just had a montage of all the horrific calls in this NCAA tournament and just ended it on a referee's whistle. It was ridiculous.
You know, you were one of the few people, we did a March Madness show together here on this station Monday night, one of the few people out there that was trumpeting the Gonzaga Bulldogs left and right going into the tournament. Now, they came up just short, but that was still a hell of a performance from the Zags. What's it mean next year for Mark Few's team? Does he have a lot of these guys coming back? Are they going to be a serious contender again?
Well, probably not going to be a serious contender because you're going to lose Karnowski, you're going to lose Williams-Goss, you're going to lose Jordan Matthews, so you're going to lose the heart and soul of this team. But the future still remains extraordinarily bright because Zach Collins is only a freshman. Assuming he doesn't put his name in the hat for the NBA, which is still a possibility, you're going to get him back. You're going to get Killian Tilley back. You do lose Jonathan Williams as well. And he's got a pretty ballyhooed recruiting class coming in. And the thing about Mark Few, what he's going to be able to do is he's going to go out and he's going to entice transfers. He always does, just like he got Matthews from Cal and Williams-Goss from Washington. He'll find guys that are, you know, savvy veteran players that can plug into the system, that understand the culture, will buy in immediately. So assuming he, you know, gets those chess pieces aligned, they should be the prohibitive favorite in the WCC and a team that will probably be nationally ranked inside the top 25 to begin the season. But their chances of making another Final Four run seem very long at this point.
Brad, I'm curious, is it good for college basketball as a whole when you look back on the tournament and a big, top school like North Carolina won the tournament? Or is it better had Gonzaga won it, or, you know, a Cinderella story per se?
Well, I'm a guy that's kind of a supporter of fresh meat, fresh blood in these situations. Now, you know, of course, Carolina's storied program. This is the third national title for Roy Williams, the sixth national title in North Carolina's esteemed history. But for me, you know, I think just for Gonzaga to get where it got, you know, getting to the national title game and even making the Final Four, helped a lot of the mid-majors across the country. Not to say that the Zags are really a mid-major team. I mean, they have state-of-the-art facilities that can go toe-to-toe with, you know, some of the high major programs in any, you know, state across the country. But I still think it's beneficial that, hey, anybody can do this, even if you have humble roots in the West Coast Conference. So, you know, does it benefit the game that Carolina won? I guess you could sell more merchandise if you're a Carolina team because there's going to be more bandwagon fans out there that live in, you know, geographic locales maybe west of the Mississippi that all of a sudden are like, oh, I love the baby blues of North Carolina, and could be wearing that gear compared to Gonzaga fans who probably not going to have as big of a bandwagon following. But yeah, I still think in the end the mid-majors here, the West Coast Conference teams, the Gonzagas, the future Gonzagas of the world really won.
Brad, you know what, you probably don't know if everyone's aware of what happened within the last 2 hours. Tony Romo deciding to hang up at the football cliques. Where does that put the Texans and Denver And do you think that Romo will play again, or do you think this is just a ploy? How do you see this playing out?
Well, let's focus on Romo first and foremost. I think he's doing the right thing physically, for sure. I mean, this is a guy that's been battered and bruised repeatedly in his NFL career, especially in his 30s. Can he go out there and still sling it? Could he go out there and lead, you know, the Denver Broncos, the Houston Texans, possibly to a Super Bowl title? Yeah, I think he definitely could, assuming he could be upright. But that's, you know, a shot in the dark, considering his recent history. And he's a guy that's going to make serious bank as a broadcaster, you know, very personable guy, good-looking guy, obviously. I think a lot of people are going to gravitate toward him in terms of what he brings to the screen. And can he replace Phil Simms now? Can we just make that happen, please? I would love that to occur, because I can't stand the ear murder that Phil Simms commits on a regular NFL Sunday. But, you know, in terms of the Texans, in terms of the Broncos, assuming that Jay Cutler hasn't abandoned wearing pants, I think he is going to be in uniform for one of these two teams immediately. I would assume it would be the Houston Texans first and foremost, because Tom Savage, even though the GM is putting out, you know, some hyperbole right now, it's like, oh, yeah, we could run with Savage as our starting quarterback. No, Savage is not going to take you to the promised land. Jay Cutler at least is more than serviceable in this league, despite what many Bears fans would say about him. I think he could step in and produce, you know, 25 passing touchdowns, you know, 15 picks and, you know, over 4,000 yards out of the gate. So, you know, he could achieve that. I think the Texans would definitely be a Super Bowl contender. Kaepernick is a little bit different. I think he's somebody that somebody should definitely kick the tires on. This whole anti-veganism nonsense is exactly that. I think he's a guy that, based on pure talent alone, is the best quarterback still available. And the Denver Broncos are smart, and John Elway has half a brain. I wouldn't feel very confident rolling with Paxton Lynch, who's a few clowns short of a circus mentally, or Trevor Siemian. And not to say Trevor Siemian played poorly, because he actually played pretty well behind a rickety offensive line. I would still bring in a guy like Kaepernick because of his ability to tuck and run. When those pockets break down, he's a guy that would really fit in Denver, especially if that offensive line struggles yet again.
Brad Evans, bracketologist, fantasy sports expert at Yahoo. You can follow him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Goat, it is always a pleasure to catch up with you. I guess we won't be speaking probably until close to August, so rest up, and I can't wait for fantasy season.
Well, you guys can bring me back on around NFL draft time, which is like in 3 weeks. I'm covering the NFL draft for Yahoo, so I'm going to go and purge all this basketball knowledge swimming around in my head and restock it with a bunch of 40 times and cone drills and all that BS that's associated
wingspans.
With the NFL draft.
Get me some wingspans. I want you to be the number one wingspan guy in the business.
Game, I'm in.
All right, thanks, Go. We'll catch up with you in a few weeks.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.